Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-host of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
Welcome! Today we'll be discussing our random experiences and culture shocks in the UK after having spent 3 years in Leeds and starting our masters in London now. We wanted to preface this episode by saying that we've both made a list of different topics and both don't know what each other wrote, so that we could have our raw reactions in this episode. Also, we wanted to clarify that everything we say in this episode is only based on our own experience, and we don't want to generalize this to the whole of the UK population, but we thought it would be funny to discuss it in an episode.
Yeah.
So let's get right into it.
This is going to be interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so my list is a list of very random topics. It goes all over the place. So my first topic would be the directions in the street. It's so weird, but like, you know how everything is on the right in the UK?
Yeah, yeah. But I think I can see where you're going.
Yeah, and like sometimes you're just standing on the... Okay, no, everything's on the left, and sometimes you're standing on the right. And in the escalator, for example, like how everyone's standing right. Yeah, it's so confusing because like sometimes, like even like how the directions, or if it's on the right, if you're just walking in the street, sometimes people like walk in the right, so they walk in the left. So it's so confusing. So that would be my first random
thing. I feel about like UK. In France, people always, for example, go on the right. Like it's just a rule. Like everyone know, like on the street, on the escalator, when you're walking, it's always on the right. Whereas in the UK, you never know if it's going to be the right or the left.
So it's exactly, because like in France, it's generally always on the right. Mm-hmm. And so that was why I was kind of confused. But I think you just follow this,
like, yeah, you crowds. Just follow the crowd. But even like the escalators, I know like in France they're always on the right, whereas here sometimes they're on the sometimes they're on the left. Yeah, sometimes on the right. It's really confusing. I think it's so confusing that sometimes, thank god in London, I don't know, I think in Leeds maybe they had one or two signs, but if you look on the ground when you go to London, they have like look on the right, look on the
that
left.
I love,
because I swear there's like everyone's confused, like it's a general confusion.
No,
thing.
That I love, because I almost got hit by a car like 10 times.
I was with you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's scary.
So what's your...
Okay, so my first thing is, it's very short, but basically in the UK there's this thing called squash, which I didn't know about. Basically squash is like concentrated juice, but I thought it was juice because it's like in a package that looks like juice, and in France they don't have squash, we just have like syrup or water. And syrup is like, you know, like the sweet thing that you put in water. We don't have squash. And so when I arrived to the UK with my flatmate, we went to like the store and we bought squash to drink it, and we thought like the juice in the UK is so disgusting. Like what is up with the juice in the UK? And I had to have an English person.
Because you probably thought it was juice.
Yeah, I probably thought it was juice. And I had to have an English person like a year later explain to me that. A year later.
That's so sad.
I thought something was wrong with the juice for like a whole year. I didn't touch any juices.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's mine. Squash isn't juice, guys. I don't know.
They probably figure it out like the first week.
I swear it's a general experience.
Yeah.
So,
this is going to sound weird, but I recently noticed that, you know how windows in the UK open from the outside? In France, they only open from the inside. Now try to figure out what I'm like.
Really?
And I recently noticed that it always opened from the outside. And I don't know if there is an explanation. I think it's...
Maybe it's uni houses, because we've only been in like kind of uni.
This is not a uni house. That's what I feel like it's, but I think it's wiser because it takes less space in the room and you're opening from the outside. Maybe, I don't know if it's like every house is, but all the flats I've been in so far had the windows opening from the outside.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't think that's something I've noticed.
I missed a random topic. Okay.
Very random. My next one is more specific to the north of the UK. So I feel like there's definitely like very different cultures within like regions. So we were in Yorkshire and also within like the north and the south. And in the north, they've got a lot of like slang. So they're like words from the English culture that you would normally say that aren't like in the dictionary necessarily, but like English people use. And so a lot of English people in the north say like tea for dinner. Like, yeah. I'm going to have my tea now. And you'd think tea would be tea because it's called tea. But tea is dinner in the north.
It's so confusing that yeah. They have so much like different slangs for everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out, but they have several ways of saying dinner, of saying lunch.
Yeah.
But I don't remember exactly, but it's so confusing, honestly.
Yeah, because I thought, so when they said like it was dinner, then I was like, okay, is tea like when you have like your little yeah. snacks and your little, you know, like sandwiches, yeah. maybe scones, like very yeah. British food. But no, like tea is just dinner. So,
but yeah. at the same time, when you say it's tea time, it's probably tea, it's yeah. probably tea time. But then, so that,
yeah, it's literally tea time. It's so confusing.
Okay, like another one, mine is so random, I swear to God. So one is how there is always a switch on and off on all the plugs.
Yes.
I love it.
I wrote that one down. Yeah. It's good. So right now we're not in a uni house and yeah. it has it. When we yeah. were in like uni houses, they had them. And when we were in uni accommodations, it. They had... You love it?
Yeah.
It's so like, confusing.
It saves electricity. Like, because...
I guess.
I think so. I think that's the purpose of it.
I don't know.
I'm not really that sure, but like...
Don't take Laura's word on that. We don't know.
Okay. I like to believe that it actually works that way. But yeah, one of the things I personally never experienced before.
But then there are so many times where I've like turned the kettle on or put like my toaster down to cook. And you think that the switches are on and yeah. so you leave and you come back and the water's not warm or the toast yeah. isn't toasted because the switch is off, which is why I don't like it. But if it saves yeah, energy, it's good.
For me, it's personally when I think that I'm charging my phone and yeah. then I wake up the next day and my phone like has no battery and I'm like, oh, but yeah, so... Okay, that's debatable.
Then I have... So basically, a lot of English people, especially English girls I've noticed from my experience, put like an X at the end of messages
yeah.
or like two X's. And that means like, it's like a kiss. So our equivalent in French would be like, we'd say like bisous, which yeah. is like kiss as well. But we'd literally say the word, whereas they put like X's. And it's something that they put at the end of like a lot of messages, or at least like the English girls that I've messaged
yeah, yeah.
or like in my English groups, like where I've had to work for university, like they'd write like okay with like an X, and it's something that I wasn't used yeah, to yeah, and I yeah. almost felt like I needed to put an X because like I'd be the only one without, so I think I yeah. started to at one point yeah. just to like test it.
I love putting an X because like I feel it's very like warm, and but everyone uses it, like even because I would say like in French bisous. An employer would never text you bisous.
No.
But in the UK, some of my employers were putting an X really? In the messages. Yeah, because it's very like, I don't know,
Everyone uses it. Yeah. And so it almost feels like impolite if you're not, which is yeah. why I think we've started to like use it here and there. I'm like yeah. definitely not using it that much. But yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
that,
I like, yeah.
I feel like I'm impolite because I'm yeah. not doing it because it's so like, everyone does it.
Yeah, but I love using it in my messages. Another thing that the UK, like, that they often say in the UK is, are you alright? But it's something generally, like, you know, when you're greeting someone, when you're meeting someone, instead of saying, hi, how are you? They just say, hey, are you alright? And it's something I was not used to when I first arrived in the UK, and I took it personally, like, I was like, yeah, I'm alright. Like,
just start saying your whole life story. Yeah, I'm alright. Not too bad today.
Yeah, so I'm still, like, not used to, even though, like, everyone say it, it's still something I'm still not used to it. But yeah, that would be my random thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I had something else. Oh, yeah. Because we were in the north in Leeds,
yeah.
they have Yorkshire accents there. And the Yorkshire accent yeah. is a very, very strong accent. And we were kind of at uni during the COVID period, towards the end, like middle end. And people had to wear masks. And people wear masks and they've got like a strong, thick, like English accent here, like the Yorkshire accent, it's so difficult to understand. Yes. I think we got used to it after the first year. But it was, like, through lip reading. Like, lip reading yeah. really helps.
Exactly.
When there's yeah. a mask, so you can't hear them as well, and you can't lip read, it's so difficult. Yeah. And when you go into, like little shops or, like, you know, the supermarket, it's so... I found it so difficult when people were wearing masks to understand others.
Yeah, you have such a good point there. And also, I feel that, like, you kind of feel like it's impolite because you ask the person to repeat the question, like, several yeah. times. But I definitely relate to what you're saying. Like during COVID, it was so hard to understand mm-hmm. like everyone's accents, even to express yourself. Sometimes people did not understand when I was like saying something.
Yeah. They were asking. It's mutual. Yeah, they exactly. can't understand you because you're wearing the mask.
Completely.
Yeah. It's a double-sided thing.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Another one is, you know, the taps, they are either cold or hot.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Some of them don't have it. We don't have it here.
Yeah.
I think yeah, we're lucky. So that's really cool. But
trying to explain it for the people listening.
Okay,
what it
so
means.
Here in the UK, some of the houses, the taps are sometimes either hot or cold, like you only have
separate.
The possibility, yeah, they're completely separated, like it's not as if you like turn on your like
yeah there's not
taps.
Like one tap for both, it's like one tap for warm, one
individual
tap for cold.
Yeah, individual taps, and you can either get very cold water or very hot water. And I found this video online, it's gonna be very complicated to explain, but this guy managed to like with a plastic bottle to like the water, the hot water and the cold water to go through the plastic bottle to
yeah.
actually have
to make.
Like, yeah
because so. You've got to do this thing where you like put your hands on the both
yeah,
like taps
exactly.
really quickly to get the best of both
yeah,
but they're
yeah.
both freezing like you're saying or like too hot like there's not a, like they're never like you know a good in
yeah.
between so that's really hard Oh yeah, I have this one's very short, but I went to my boyfriend's family house like last year, and on the menu for like the meal in the evening, they had like spag bol.
What's that?
Well, I didn't know what spag bol. I thought spag bol was like a bowl of spaghetti at first, because it's like, you know, spaghetti bol.
Yeah.
But no, it's spaghetti bolognese.
Oh,
it's like a shortened version, and a lot of English people, I thought it was just his family, but I've heard more people say it since, and so I think it's quite known. This is very
okay.
random.
Is
and very
it
like
normal spaghetti bolognese? Or
yeah,
is it
spaghetti
different?
Bolognese,
yeah.
or like maybe like homemade spaghetti okay. bolognese, but they'll call it like spag bol, and I thought
okay.
spag bol was a bowl. I thought I was going to get a bowl of spaghetti for dinner.
It's like a thing, it only comes in a bowl.
Because it was, it was really confusing. Yeah.
I can relate those because I'm vegetarian, but it's
you
good
have
to know.
Vegetarian.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah, true.
Like,
true. I haven't tasted like, but I'm sure it's good. Okay. Another thing would be tea with milk. Mm. Everyone drink tea with milk, but also the thing like they have specific types of tea that they use in the UK. You have the Yorkshire tea. You have three other brands are very famous, and then
like English breakfast tea.
Yeah. And they mix it with milk. Something that I really don't like and even digest.
I've tried it, and I actually like it.
You liked it?
Yeah. I've tried it with milk and like maybe a little bit of sugar. Because basically, it's usually black tea. It's not green tea. It's like black tea that they mix with milk, because black tea can be quite strong and like bitter, kind of like coffee. And you know how you mix coffee with milk. I think that's why they mix it. And to be fair, I've tried it, and I actually kind of like it. So,
so that's a good point.
Yeah. That's a good thing. But yeah, on the same topic about like kind of English food, I discovered this thing that's like Sunday roasts, which is really good. I don't think you've tried it yet. You have
to.
It's really good. But yeah, so Sunday roast is something that English people will usually have on Sunday, as the name says, kind of like in the, like as a brunch or like, a lunch. And it's this kind of like pub food, so it feels like food that like your parents would make, cause it's all like roasted, so like for example in the oven, so you'd have like roasted vegetables, maybe like mashed potatoes and like a piece of roasted meat, or like if you're vegetarian there are other options, and it's just really like warm food, and it's just like very nice
it actually
to have.
Sounds really good. Mm-hmm.
And it's one of, because I think we both had trouble like adapting to English food. And I think that's like anywhere you go, it's really hard to change like your food habits. And I'm kind of glad I found Sunday roast, because it's like one of the things that I really appreciated.
Did they have like vegetarian options?
Yeah, they've got like vegetarian like stuffings and stuff. They definitely have vegetarian options. I need to take you for Sunday roast sometime.
I definitely need to try. Another thing would be how everyone is extra polite, and by polite I mean every time, you know, in the street, like people say sorry all the time, which is something that I'm totally saying right like now, but I don't know, everyone is saying sorry, you know, even if like it's you who pushed the person would say automatically sorry, which I love. And I literally like adapted to this way. Yeah, to say.
Yeah, I feel like English people can be like extra polite, especially where we were in Leeds. I felt like it was, I don't know, like in the north or in Yorkshire. I don't know, maybe I felt like there was like a very nice culture of like being super polite and super friendly. Like I found like the people were so friendly welcoming. There.
Yes.
More friendly than back home.
Yes. But let's talk about the UK.
Let's talk about the UK. Oh yeah, something else. This is very specific to Leeds, I think, maybe, or like the north of the UK. But when we went to lectures, it was completely acceptable to wear sweatpants, which I kind of loved. Like, wearing sweatpants to uni was, like, the most normal thing ever. Or, like, you could wear sweatpants to, like, the library if you wanted to study. And it's just, like, it felt like you were at home, like, in your comfortable clothes, but you were at uni. And no one judges you because everyone does it.
But Leeds was amazing for, like, you know, the outfits that you were wearing. People did not care. And I feel like London is pretty much the same because it's very multicultural. I'm saying London and Leeds because obviously I've only experienced, like, those two cities. But they're very open-minded in terms of, like, fashion. If you want to dress up, like, casual, or if you want to dress up super fancy, no one's going to care and no one's going to judge you. I love that. Yeah, actually one of my notes is about the northern accents. I was amazed when I arrived. I was amazed how many different accents there are in the UK. It's crazy. You think you're adapting to one accent and then you meet someone from Manchester and you're like, you have to start from zero. But yeah, I loved it. And the northern accent is so pretty.
Like, yeah, that was on my on my list as well. And like, even in the north, like we're saying the north, but obviously it's easy to like say the north and the south, but even within the north, like there's, you know, like Liverpool and Durham and so like Leeds from, like, and Manchester, and they all have different accents, and they're like just a list of like cities. There are so many more. And I think I love, like, I just love meeting new people with like new accents, even though it's tough to like adapt and understand. It's still like, I don't know, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Then, oh yeah, something that I really enjoyed in the UK was two shops, HomeSense and TK Maxx. HomeSense and TK Maxx are amazing for like home decorations or like, you know, anything. I don't know, literally anything. They have like so many like home decorations or like cutlery, like cute plates, or like I bought like cute wine glasses. Like they've got so many nice things that for like a discounted price. And I really liked those two shops. Like, I went there almost every week.
I feel like I spent a lot of time last year because I had this, I was redecorating my room. Because I never really decorated my room first, the second year. Then I understood how important it was, even as international students. So I spent a lot of money in HomeSense and just decorating my room. It felt really nice.
Even they've got some food sometime. And remember you bought some, like, I think you bought some food from there. And they've got like food from different countries. So they've got like food from France, from like Italy, from Spain, from so many places. Like we had our Spanish flatmate and he bought, I think, some ham from there, like a Spanish ham. So it was nice as well.
Very good quality. And even for pepper, because I absolutely love spices, pepper, and had really good quality one. I still have it. It's like very like big bottle of like but yeah, no, I really loved HomeSense. It was so nice.
It had so many random things, but it was so good.
Another thing, I should have introduced that at the very beginning when I was talking about direction, but queuing in the escalator, I absolutely love it. And by
what are you talking about?
Queuing in the escalator, you know, when like it's peak, like a peak day, peak time, where everyone like takes the tube, have to go back home, and it's completely packed, but still you have the possibility to actually like go very quickly and take your tube because everyone's standing on the right. On the escalator, so you have the possibility to, but it's only if you're walking faster or running or but I absolutely love it because it's so well organized. I love that so much.
I feel like Paris has that a little bit, but maybe the English are a bit more organized in that sense.
Because I grew up in the south of France, so I don't even, it's my first big city.
I feel like a lot of big cities do have that like courtesy for sure. But yeah, maybe the UK are a little bit more like, you know, rigorous on that. But yeah, then I put something else down, Tesco meal deals. We can both talk about our separate experiences. So Tesco meal deals are basically, so Tesco is like a supermarket and they have these meal deals where you can buy yourself like a main dish. So it can be like a sandwich or a wrap or a samosa, and then you can buy yourself like a side, which would be, I don't know, like a Twix bar or some sweets or some crisps, and then you get yourself like a drink, which it can be like water or soda, anything like that. And they're, I think they cost like £3.50, yeah. Or they're very cheap, and you get like a whole meal. So it's really like useful if, I don't know, you're at uni and you want to get yourself a quick like cheap lunch, or you're on the go. I think it's very accessible for students because you can get a quick lunch. And Laura made the most of that.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that. So first year of uni, my diet was really bad. It's partly, the reason was that my accommodation was very far away from uni. So I would end up, like, I didn't want to bother coming back for 2 hours. So I was spending a lot of time at uni. And I was always buying either the Tesco meal deals, that was my everyday lunch, almost, or I was cooking like pasta and rice, mm-hmm. but with just oil and nothing, like literally, yeah. My cooking was so bad. And then second year when COVID started, I was like, okay, that's time to actually learn how to cook. And it pays off. Yeah. Now I know how to cook.
It does.
And yeah, so I feel that's pretty all for me. Like my last point would be, but I don't know if it's specific to uni accommodations or if it's just every house in the UK, but you know the light with the rope that you have to pull it's the lights. I don't know how to explain that, but it's like basically something that you
pull. It's like a light switch that you pull because it's like a string.
Yeah,
I've seen it elsewhere, but not that much. Yeah. They do have it a lot in uni accommodations, like the light switch. Yeah. That's like a rope that you pull on. That you shouldn't pull on too hard.
Yeah, I broke one. Yeah, I broke one last year.
But it's okay. All's forgiven. So yeah, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed our funny and random comments about UK culture. And if you're already in the UK, please comment on our latest post on Instagram at ISV Podcast to let us know what you found different and what surprised you when you arrived to the UK.
Don't forget to check out all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow us and rate us 5 stars. If you liked it, of course. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.